Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bruce Ray Ratto, Matt Kolsky, we appreciate your time. And we're just going to hop right in. Lickety-split. You ready to go?
Let's do it, man. Let's talk some football.
In 3, 2, 1. And bottom down, Nash, while I'm introducing him and whatnot, and then bring him up. Beautiful. Here we go in 3, 2, 1. Back here on 95.7 The Game, and we have a perfect guest to talk a little football X's and O's with Ron Jaworski, former NFL quarterback, the analyst of all analysts, used to be the man on the old Edge coaching matchup show. This guy taught me an awful lot about X's and O's. We're happy to have him here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Jaws, how are you, sir?
Damon, Matt, Ray, good to be with you guys. It obviously must be a very exciting time out in the Bay Area right now.
It certainly is. Look, I don't mean to bury any leads, so let's just get right to it. Is this the Niners tournament to lose?
Well, you know, when you get to these games in the playoffs, and you can see exactly how it's happening with the Tennessee Titans, and, you know, there's just so much of an unknown when you get to the playoffs, and these one-and-done matchups, they become where every play is magnified, and, you know, more games are lost than are won through mistakes. And this is a very good 49er team. In fact, I think we spoke like after week two or week three, and I talked about basically at a 10,000-foot view what impressed me most about the 49ers early in the season when they were kind of catching people off guard and no one knew what to expect from the 49ers. And I said what just jumped out at me watching this team on tape was the team speed. And I'm talking about overall team speed. Yeah, you may want to talk about, you know, Coleman or Mostert or Samuel or any of those guys that are supposed to be fast, but the overall team speed from the running backs, the wide receivers, the secondary, the linebackers, the defensive line, they just jumped out at me as being a very fast team.
Is that speed so much that would even impact a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who has been as calm in the pocket as any quarterback in the last 15 years?
Well, absolutely. We saw it in the earlier matchup. You know, I I've yet to meet a quarterback, and you know, I came into the National Football League in 1973. I've yet to find a quarterback that likes to get hit. So Aaron Rodgers would fall in that same category. And there's an old saying, pressure bursts pipes, and we saw it in that earlier matchup between the Packers and the 49ers. You know, Aaron Rodgers can be human when people are around him and bodies flying around him, and you contain him. He's dangerous when he gets outside the pocket, so it's got to be that, I like to use the term the mush rush, where you got a pass rush, but you're maintaining that discipline. I think it'll be key in this matchup.
So on the other side at quarterback, we've sort of seen two different Jimmy Garoppolos. There have been times this year where he's really struggled, particularly turning the ball over, and there was a pretty good stretch where he was electric every week and lighting people up. I think the Saints game is the one that jumps to most people's mind. What separates sort of the good Jimmy from the bad Jimmy when you watch it back on tape?
I think Jimmy, at this point in his career, and he's still a young, developing quarterback, and what I glean from my tape study is when Kyle calls the right play for him, and the play is designed to get, you know, a certain player over. Okay, open. It's Emmanuel Sanders. We want to get the ball to him. If the play call is correct and the defense it's called to beat is that defense, I think that's when Jimmy is at his best. I think when the first read is there, maybe the second read is there, there. I think he's absolutely outstanding. I sense he gets into a little bit of a trouble, a little bit of a problem when he has to go through that progression, get to three, get to four. And again, that's only not because he can't do it. He can do it, but on a consistent basis, I would say that's the area he has to improve upon as he moves forward with his career. So I think the play calling in this game, particularly in a passing game, will be absolutely critical early in the game.
It feels like Kyle Shanahan does a great job of putting his players in position to succeed, and it feels like his apple did not fall far at all from his father's tree. Ron Jaworski, our guest here on 95.7 The Game. How much of the father's brilliance do you see in the son, or has the son already surpassed the mentor?
I won't go there yet. Mike was pretty spectacular. And I would call Mike one of my friends in the business, and I used to always enjoy spending time with him when I was doing Monday Night Football. And you know, he was always creative, always came up with new ideas, and you know, not only in things you see on the field, but how he ran his organization. And I think, you know, Kyle is the same way. You see creativity, and I also see a guy in John Lynch that has built an organization around him that looks to be built for the long haul. So when you think of Mike Shanahan and what he did for that Bronco organization for all those years and the longevity they had, it doesn't surprise me that a guy like Kyle Shanahan is doing great when you got a great leader like John Lynch in the front office.
If you look at the Packers and you look at the Titans, who do you think is the best counterpuncher, which is, I guess, my way of saying, who has a better chance of stealing the game this weekend?
Yeah, I think the team that has the best chance to steal a game would be the Packers. And, you know, the first thing you always look at is the quarterback. You know, that gives you your best percentage chance to win football. It guarantees nothing, but it gives you your best percentage chance. And in a game like this, it's a championship game. There will be some butterflies. You know, we saw it last week in Kansas City. I mean, the Chiefs in that first quarter looked like a high school team. You know, they shook those butterflies and came back and won a football game. But I think, you know, when you get to the championship game, the team that handles the pressure of knowing that this is the one game away from the Super Bowl, the team that handles it the best, doesn't let those butterflies come and affect their game. So I think clearly Aaron Rodgers, to me, is the guy that has the best experience in these games.
Richard Sherman had an unbelievable year, second team All-Pro, and I don't know that anyone expected him to reach that height again after the Achilles injury. I can't imagine he's exactly the same physically. So is he doing it in a different way? How is he able to be nearly as good now as he was 5-6 years ago?
Well, you know, I was fortunate as a player to play 17 years in the NFL, and I used to spend a lot of time talking to defensive backs that were on my team, teammates, and tried to learn from them what they were doing, what they were cluing, what they were trying to read. And I think Richard Sherman has evolved into the consummate professional. You know, like most guys, when they're young, they're daring, and they can make plays because they can with their athletic ability. But when you get to be a wily old veteran, and I learned this from a lot of wily old veterans, you read pattern development, you read the quarterback's drop, you know, you play to your help. And I think I see a much more mature Richard Sherman, and I don't say that lightly, because I think back to I think it was after maybe his rookie year, he came to NFL Films, where, you know, I still maintain my office, and this was before he became a superstar, and he was a humble young guy. We had lunch together, and I found him to be just a very intriguing player as far as the cerebral part of the game. So it doesn't surprise me that when he had that great God-given talent, he could dominate. But now he's gotten older, he's gotten wiser and more mature, and he still dominates.
Ron Jaworski here on 95.7 The Game. Obviously, we spend so much time talking about Kyle Shanahan, we really haven't gotten to the other coach that's coming to Levi's Stadium, Matt LaFleur, who by any measurement is having a spectacular rookie year as a head coach. What is he best at? Where do you see instant room for improvement?
Well, absolutely spectacular season. Matt LaFleur, you come into Green Bay. The bar is always high in Green Bay. There's a team that's rich in tradition. You got a quarterback that is going to be in a Hall of Fame quarterback. So there's a lot of pressure on a young coach. And, you know, there was a divisive thought about Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers. They didn't get along. And that's why Mike got fired. So it was a real difficult situation for LaFleur to come into, because, you know, you really don't know if those rumors or innuendos are true or false. And I think he has been the consummate professional. And you can see by his design, it's not an offense that is going to spread you out every play and sling it around like the Kansas City Chiefs try to do. This is kind of a little bit of an old school style offense. With an Aaron Jones, they want to run the football, a possession passing game, and it's worked for them, and it's played a little bit to their defense. Mike Pettine, their defensive coordinator, has come in and done a very good job with that defense, solidified it. They play a lot more nickel and dime package than most teams in this league. So it'll be critical that the 49ers go to that smash mouth style and run against those smaller defensive back. But I think Matt LaFleur came in, and it's hard for these young guys to come in there and win a team over, and he has done that.
You going to be rolling any Cubans at the cigar party this year?
Of course I am. I got my cigar party is attended by over 1,000 people now. It's crazy, man. We have Coach Ditka and I have been doing this for 11 years. It's Ditka Jaws, Cigars with the Stars. It kind of kicks off the Super Bowl festivities in Miami on Thursday night, and we look forward to it every year. It's kind of a lot of old players, a lot of old coaches, a lot of people that love the game of football just get together and have a little fun talking ball.
Now, suppose somebody listening is actually going to make it to the game because the 49ers are in the game. Is it possible to get into this party at all, or is it
yes,
already?
Yeah, you can go to you go to ronjaworski.com and go to Cigars with the Stars. Coach Ditka's has a Gridiron Greats charity where he raises money for it, and I have my Jaws Youth Playbook, and the proceeds from the event go to help at-risk youth in our community and former NFL players. So it's a great fundraiser, and it certainly is a lot of fun. So if the 49ers are fortunate enough to win that game and move on to the Super Bowl in Miami, everyone is welcome.
I tell you what, Jaws, you really have taught an awful lot of football fans out there more about the game through all the breakdowns throughout the years. It was a pleasure to talk to you today. Have a great time at the party. Roll a nice cigar, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
You bet. Thank you. It's great being with you. Thanks again.
Jaws, great stuff, brother. Thank
awesome,
you so
man.
Much.
Yeah, ever need anything, just give me a shout.
You're the best. Thank you.
You know, my guy in the Hagen's all right.
let's not get crazy. Thank you very much.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
I didn't mean to kick you, but
no.
The most effective way to. In fact, I should have kicked you harder.
When in doubt. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.